Calvin Harris feels Dermot and Damon on FM.
That's my song of 2017. I think it's my favourite tune of the whole year.
Well, now you've got me thinking.
Can I get a holla from my crew?
Holla.
Holla.
Sean agrees. Please don't encourage him. Don't forget, Ian Dempsey is doing that exact thing.
I've already voted.
He's looking for your input on the everything of the year of 2017.
Todayfm.com/breakfast.
Song of the year 2017. I mean, there's Kiwi by Harry.
You really like Bear Claw by Academic, don't you?
I do, yeah. Sean and I were talking about that the other day, how much we like it. I love that. I love Niall Horan's record. Everything on that, but particularly the current one, Too Much to Ask. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a hard one to vote, but that one still gives me the feels. Particularly in this job, you get sick of music pretty fast because you're playing it every day of the week. But that one, I've never gotten sick of, and it still gives me the feels. And I kind of fancy Katy Perry, so it all works.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Sorry, Maria, before you start, I should say go to todayfm.com. The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show page is where you can vote for all of that stuff, the everything of the year. Go there. But Maria, you're our telly girl of the year.
Yeah. Do I get an award?
Yes, you get this old logo TodayFM branded pen.
Oh.
You're welcome.
We've already given you our salt and pepper
Santa.
It doesn't
work, actually.
Doesn't it?
No, it's not working.
Yeah, I think once the old logo's on it, it just refuses to work.
You gave me a salt and pepper Santa set.
Yeah.
Johnny broke my favourite salt last night.
Oh.
And he felt so bad, he said he felt sick.
What's the problem? Trouble in paradise?
What?
Flinging crockery at each other?
What was your salt shaker?
It's a little pink bunny.
I would have broken it too.
Yeah.
Everyone, like, you look at Jamie Oliver on the telly. He's got a little wooden bowl of sea salt sitting out that he can just do that Salt Bay thing into his things. And like Johnny's going over out of the press, grabbing a pink bunny, going, "This is not what I signed up for."
No, they live on the table.
Oh, even
see
worse.
Everything that happens, they live on the table.
Come on now, down to the telly. What's happening?
Hey, this is far more entertaining than any telly you're going to get.
Graham Norton has Jessica Chastain, Dawn French, Rebel Wilson. Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart and Jack Black.
Wow.
They're all in for the Jumanji.
Love Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, I quite like him as well, actually.
If anyone hasn't seen his series, you can still watch it on demand on Sky Atlantic. It's called Ballers. It's very, very funny and very good.
He also has Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds.
That is a hell of a lineup. He's heard you, Maria, over the last few weeks. Praising the late and gone, I've got to pull it out of now.
And listen, we know he doesn't even listen to the whole show. He just tunes in on Mondays and Fridays for me.
Just 11 o'clock. Yeah.
So what have we got on the late?
We have Saoirse Ronan.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
It's quite good. The Coors.
It's excellently good.
And Pat Short and the Coronas.
Wow.
What?
Mm. High five to the lads again.
Yeah.
They're killing it.
Pretty happy with that, I have to say. I'm a Celebrity. Have you been watching any of it?
No.
I kind of have dipped out of it a little bit.
Wow, if Maria's gone from it, lads.
Mm. I did see last night that Dennis Wise, he got kicked out of the jungle and they measured him against Deck to see who actually was shorter.
Oh, right. So that went down well in the Dennis Wise camp.
Yeah, I think Dennis Wise is taller. So the final is on this Sunday.
Oh, right, okay.
So you'll have another couple of days of madness and...
Sorry, I'll be out of the Coronas in the Olympia. Oh no. And I can't Sky Plus it for some reason. I don't know why.
I will be in Thomond Park yelling my head off.
Right.
So we've just made it. You just fill us in on Monday.
I'll watch it for you. Thanks. Although, when I feel like I have to watch something for work, I find it really hard to watch it.
I should point out there is a match in Thomond Park. It's not just I'm going there to yell.
He does that regularly.
Yeah. Anger management.
And they've set a date for Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
The 2nd of January.
Wow, it's early doors.
9 o'clock, Channel 5.
They're essentially holding people to ransom. Like, there's nothing else to do the day after New Year's Day.
That's the perfect thing to do. That's the perfect thing to do the day after New Year's Day.
If you like that kind of thing.
And actually, I would like it this year because, you know, pregnant and everything, New Year's Eve would be brilliant. So if they could even shove it forward so I, you know, have plans on New Year's Eve, that'd be great.
On New Year's Eve, you have to have like the Sky News thing on the background and go, oh, quick look, lads, it's New Year in Thailand. Hey! Well,
New Year's Day in my house, we'll be pulling down decorations like they're absolute filth.
New Year's Day!
My wife is like, let's get the Christmas tree up early, let's so Christmassy. As soon as New Year's Day hits, get that filthy thing out of the room. Ah, good, that's so irrelevant.
No, my birthday is the 6th of January. No Christmas tree should come down before the 6th of January.
It's Little Women's Christmas or whatever, the 6th or the 8th or the 9th or something. It is Little Women's Christmas.
It's only for women the same height as Dennis Wise.
No, it's all women to do with
from
Russia.
That book, Little Women. Only they can celebrate Christmas.
It's actually celebrated quite a lot in places like Kerry. I know they take Women's Christmas very seriously and all the women go out and have a big night out and all that.
And in Eastern Europe, the 25th is nothing. It's all about the 6th of January. Yeah. It's when you get your presents now.
Well, this is when I get my presents.
Right.
By the way, just be thinking. Just be thinking. Also, a reminder, The Crown Season 2 is on Netflix today.
Sorry, friend of the show, John Lithgow.
Friend of the show, John Lithgow, yeah. And then my movie of the week is Gravity. This is a brilliant movie. Although, I did feel like I'd just done a 3-hour workout after it because I was so... like tensed up for the whole movie, and then afterwards you go, oh my god, I didn't realise how tense I was, I'm knackered now.
Yeah, because it sounds like this all the time.
Astronaut is off structure. Dr. Stone is off structure. Dr. Stone, detach. You must detach. If you don't detach, that arm's going to carry you too far.
Oh my god. Just panic and stress.
I've seen some movies that sound like that.
I'm sure you have. I've take a guess at how much that brought in.
In the box office?
How much that movie brought in the box office?
I don't even know anymore.
Probably about 300,000 now, I'd say.
723.2 million.
Oh my God.
That's insanity. It won 7 Oscars, a ball of BAFTAs, a load of Critics' Choice Awards.
It's the draw of Clooney and Bullock. Like, you can't, they're just box office gold. Put them in the movie.
Not Clooney and Ab Bullock. That's a very different movie.
I don't know. I'd still watch it. Especially
when it sounds like that.
It still sounds the same.
That's on RT2, 9:25 on Saturday.
Deadly. Top work, Maria.
Thanks, Maz.
Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.